Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Sunday. How about that? So let's recap the winning card for you. In the Women's National Championship game, oh boy, it did not start the best. Caitlin Clark in Iowa got off to a strong start, but South Carolina settles down. They get the job done, in part thanks to my Minnesota kid. Tessa Johnson has a monster game for the Gamecocks, and South Carolina rallies to win and cover the 6.5, and I get to cash the ticket. Major League Baseball, the Twins and the Guardians get rained out, so no action there. I finally cash a first five on the Baltimore Orioles, minus the half a run. Got a little dicey, 2-1 in the fifth after an error where they botched a double play opportunity, but I do get the ticket home, and I cash a plus 105. Then I was aggressive in St. Louis. I had the Miami Marlins on the first five run line at the plus 140. They jump out to the 7-0 lead. They win 7-1 in the first five, and I get to cash that at the plus 140. So it was a good day for me, 3-0. We'll try to make it back-to-back winning days here on Monday. So let's start with the Men's National Championship game. It's UConn minus the 6.5 against Purdue. So for those of you on UConn, I hope you got the minus 6. Minus 6.5 is now the best number on the board for me, and it looks like it's going to steam to 7 based on what I'm seeing. KenPom has this game, 75-72 UConn. Purdue is the number 3 offense in the country and the number 12 defense in the country. They are 13-1 this year against top 20 teams in the KenPom numbers. They're 5-0 against top 10 teams. The only top 20 team to beat them was Wisconsin at the Big Ten tournament in overtime. As a fan, I'm going to cheer for Matt Painter. I still remember him from his days on the bench at Southern Illinois as an assistant for Bruce Weber. Purdue would be such a great story, losing to a 16 seed and then winning it the following year by knocking off the defending champs. Tonight will also remind me of years gone by when the big fellas, like never-nervous Purvis Allison and Patrick Ewing, dominated the game. Normally, I like to back the best player on the floor, and that's two-time AP Player of the Year, Zach Edey. Normally, I like to go with the KenPom numbers when the gap is over a bucket. And here, you're getting 3.5 points of value on Purdue. So from a numbers standpoint and how I normally handicap, everything is pointing to Purdue. But I'm done losing money betting against UConn. I'm going to lay the 6.5 here with the Huskies of UConn over the Boilermakers for the national championship game. And then when they play one shining moment to end the night, I'll have tears in my eyes again because college basketball will be done until October. Next up on the card, we got a Major League Baseball. And yes, I'm getting a little aggressive on the card tonight. I did not realize this until right now. I have 5 plays, and all 5 plays are plus money. Oh boy, here we go. First 5 total. I have the Seattle Mariners at the Toronto Blue Jays under the 3.5 at a plus 130 on DraftKings. So I almost played the Nerfy at a minus 125. I almost played the under 4.5 at a minus 130. Luis Castillo goes for the Mariners. Tough start this year for him. 6.75 ERA and a 1.78 whip over his first 2 starts. Last year, he had a 3.34 ERA and a 1.10 whip. Blue Jay batters are 15-75 against him. .200 batting average with three dingers. Jose Barrios goes for the Blue Jays, 2.25 ERA, 1.33 over his first two starts this season. He had a 3.65 ERA and a 1.19 whip last season. Seattle Sticks are 10 for 55 against Jose, 182 batting average against with one homer. Both teams are in the bottom 10 for scoring so far this year. Let's keep it that way tonight. If this one finishes at four, I'll be kicking myself, but it's a pitcher-friendly park, so the under it is. I'm on the Mariners and the Blue Jays under the 3.5 in the first five at the plus 130. Next up on the card, it's another first five total. It's the Miami Marlins at the New York Yankees under the 3.5 runs at a plus 145 on DraftKings. So I almost played the Nerfy here at a minus 115. I almost played the under 4.5 at a minus 120. And I almost played the Marlins on the money line in the first five. I'm actually lumping this game with that Mariner-Blue Jay game. I'm being a little bit aggressive, but if one of the two hit, I have profit. It's Jesus Luzardo going for the Marlins, a 4.35 ERA, a 0.97 whip over his first two starts. He had a 3.63 ERA and a 1.22 whip last season. The Yankees have had some success off of him, two homers, 11 for 36 at the plate. Still, I like the upside for Luzardo. Nestor Cortez goes for the Yankees, a 6.30 ERA, a 1.70 whip over his first two starts, so not good. Last season, a 4.97 ERA and a 1.25 whip. Cortez had an ERA of a 1.95 at Yankee Stadium in 2022, so toss out the injury-shortened season last year. He's been good at home in the past. He gave up a three spot in the first to the D-backs last time out. After that, he was solid. The Marlins got the six going yesterday. I'm hoping Cortez can cool him off again tonight, though. I'm going the under here between the Marlins and the Yankees in the first five, under the 3.5 runs at the plus 145. Next up on the card, it's a first five money line for me. It's the Detroit Tigers at the Pittsburgh Pirates at a plus 110, once again on DraftKings. All the plays tonight are on DraftKings, by the way. Both teams are playing some good baseball to open the season. Reese Olson goes for the Tigers. He went 5 2/3 scoreless innings pitched against the Mets in his season debut. He had a 3.99 ERA and a 1.12 whip last season. Meanwhile, Mitch Keller goes for the Pirates, a 6.55 ERA and a 1.73 whip over his first two starts at the Nationals and the Marlins. And that's the key there. Last year, he had a 2.90 ERA at home and a 5.35 ERA on the road. That split decreased this from a run line bet at a plus 145 to a money line wager at a plus 110 for me. So in the first five on the money line, give me the Tigers over the Pirates at a plus 110. Next up on the card, it's an old familiar foe for me. Or an old friend, I should say. Not a foe, an old friend. It's the first five team totals. Yes, they're back on the card finally. Play number one, the Cincinnati Reds over 2.5 runs at the plus 100. So Brewers starter Aaron Ashby last pitched the big league level in 2022. A career 4.47 ERA at the major league level, a 4.10 ERA at the minor league level. Struggled this spring with a 9.72 ERA and a 2.28 whip. It's a hitter-friendly park. I think the Reds will put up a crooked number early to get this one over the number. So give me the Cincinnati Reds in the first five over the 2.5 runs with the team total at a plus 100.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is made possible by PwC. A robot may not be coming for your job, but competitors are coming for your market share. At PwC, we pair the right tech with the right solutions to help you gain a competitive edge. Reimagine operations from the cloud, fuel innovation with responsible AI, and detect risks before they become headlines. That's human-led and tech-powered. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Then my final play on the card is a first five team total on the Los Angeles Dodgers over the 2.5 runs at a plus 105. So I was going to back twin starter Bailey Ober on Sunday against the Guardians, but the Dodgers are not the Guardians, so I'm no longer going to back Bailey Ober. The Dodgers will take out some frustration on the Twins after that marathon, cold, wet, miserable day at Wrigley Field with that super long rain delay. Ober gave up 8 runs, 8 hits, and 3 homers to open the season at Kansas City. I just need 3 in the first 5. So I have a first 5 team total here on the LA Dodgers over the 2.5 runs at the plus 105. Then we have some plays here from Coda Capper Kyle for Monday. He sent me 4 plays, including a 2-unit play. He's on the Texas Rangers on the money line, plus the 120 against the Houston Astros. Once again, he'll have 2 units on the Rangers money line. He's also on the Tampa Bay Rays at the Los Angeles Angels, under 8.5 for the game at a minus 113. He's on the Philadelphia Phillies money line at a plus 100 at the St. Louis Cardinals. And he's on the Detroit Tigers money line at a plus 105 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we kind of agree on that Detroit-Pittsburgh game. So that's probably a good thing because, once again, Coda Capper has had my number when we go head-to-head. So I'd much rather be on the same side of his plays. And once again, Coda Capper Kyle will always be hosting this podcast on Tuesdays as I get a night off to spend time with the wife and the family. But now let's recap my card for Monday in the national championship game. Yeah, I'm going to lay the chalk again. Give me UConn, -6.5 over Purdue. Major League Baseball, first 5 total. I'm on the Seattle Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays, under the 3.5 runs at the plus 130. First 5 total, I'm on the Miami Marlins and the New York Yankees, under the 3.5 at a plus 145. First 5 money line, I'm on the Detroit Tigers and the Pittsburgh Pirates at the plus 110. First 5 team total, I'm on the Cincinnati Reds over the 2.5 runs at the plus 100. Another first 5 team total, I'm on the Los Angeles Dodgers over the 2.5 runs at the plus 105. Coda Capper Kyle here on Monday. Once again, he's on the Rangers money line at a plus 120 for 2 units. He's on Tampa Bay and LA under the 8.5 at the minus 113. He's on the Phillies money line plus 100 at St. Louis. He's on the Tigers money line plus 105 at Pittsburgh. So that's my card for a Monday. I hope you enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.